it's one thing to have same-sex attraction and be repentant of it and cling to Christ for forgiveness and the strength to resist the desire. Or if in a moment of weakness you give into it, you repent and ask him for forgiveness and the strength to do better. We need to distinguish from that and those who would affirm same-sex attraction as well as acting on it. And the reason we need to make that distinction is that we all have various sinful desires that we grieve over as Christians. And not only do we all, many people have heterosexual desires that are contrary to God's will, but there are numerous non-sexual sinful desires that we battle with every day. And having these sinful desires does not place us outside the kingdom. What places us outside the kingdom is a hard heart, a refusal to repent. But the good news of Scripture is that we can come to God with the multitude of our sinful desires and behavior in repentance, knowing that the condemnation for those sins has been taken upon Christ on the cross, and we can come to God without fear, knowing that he forgives us and will help us to struggle and fight against these sinful desires, knowing that we're forgiven and holy in his sight, even in the midst of that battle.